Hello everyone, this is a quick update on the cats following the vet's visit on Wednesday. I did record it but I didn't post it in the end because it was quite long. It was 50 something minutes and it was a bit emotional in places, so I decided to... I've kept it for my own purposes. The upshot of it is that the chief had lost weight. The glands were up in his groin, which the vet said were probably a result of the medication. His blood pressure was okay, but his heart rate was still high. And then the results of the blood test showed that his thyroid level had increased instead of decreased. So basically the treatment isn't working. She said that some cats have a malignancy there and it just doesn't work. And also that part of the thyroid can grow down into their chest. And if he was to have surgery, he would need two operations. They were doing two stages, which would be a hell of a lot of money, which I actually can't afford. And there's no guarantee whatsoever that it would even improve things. We talked about it in detail, and she said that some people just withdraw the treatment because if it's not working, then there isn't much point in it. And just let the cats live out their life, and eventually they will have to be put to sleep with heart failure. He's already got a heart murmur. Anyway, after a lot of soul searching and trying to think logically in amidst all the emotions, I decided to withdraw his treatment, and I have stopped it from then onwards. He hasn't had any for nearly a week. Well, you know, 3 or 4 days. So that's that. I feel really bad about it, but I think the money could be better spent on giving him nice treats and things that he will be able to appreciate, because obviously if the glands are up in his groin and that's a result of medication, it's not having a beneficial effect, it's actually having a detrimental effect. Chantelle had lost a little bit of weight, and the vet examined her and she thought that she had an overactive thyroid as well, but not as bad as his, because they're both elderly. We don't actually know how old they are, so I think both of them are older than we'd originally thought. And she had a lot of bad teeth because she's a feral. Who's going to look in her mouth? So she's got a lot of bad teeth and ones that need to come out, so she's booked in for that on Wednesday, 26th. So that's going to be fun and games. I'm hoping Obi can help me get into the basket to go. They will also do some other blood tests, because the blood test results showed that she had some proteins in her blood, which aren't always a good sign in a cat. They can be signs of other infections. So she has an overactive thyroid, but hers is only at the level of 85 and it shouldn't be above 50. And his is like about 300, so that's to put it in context. But, so she's going in for her operation. I will start her treatment about a week later when her mouth's had a chance to heal up, because I don't know how I'm going to get tablets down her. And to get, you know, bits of chicken and that, I think she'll find that hard to chew when she's just had a lot of teeth out. So I will start her treatment about a week later and hope for the best. And it's not a case of prioritising one over the other at all. It's simply a case that if all this treatment is not working on him, then I really don't see much point in continuing it. The next thing would be to increase the dose to a dose that hasn't been widely tested for side effects. It's only been used on a few cats, and I've tried two different lots of treatment in varying doses, so I'm very, very upset about it all, which is why I've left it a few days before talking about it. But I hope I'm making the right decision. I've spoken to other people about it as well, and they agree with me that there's no point banging on with a treatment that's obviously not working, that's having detrimental effects instead of beneficial ones. So I just want him to live out the rest of his life as best he can, really. I feel gutted about it because he looks so awful and he was such a beautiful looking cat with his dark, glossy, long, fluffy coat and his green eyes. I mean, I couldn't see either of them, but I can feel his coat and he was a big cat and now he's just bones and it's really awful. But he's still got a quality of life. And I'd say a good quality of life. He's enjoying his life still. He likes going out. He's still able to run about. And he's enjoying his food. So, and I keep giving him lots of little extra treats that the others don't get. You know, in between whiles, in between the feed. And I give him extra food. And that's all I can do. And I feel very upset about it. But sometimes you can only do what you can do. So... it's unfortunate that I've now got another cat that's got the same thing, but it's very common in elderly cats. And I don't know how old these two are. I've had him 10 years. I thought he was about 2, but he could have been 5 or 6. And same with her. I've had her 8 years this year, and she could have been... We thought she was about 2, but again, she could have been 5 or 6. So we don't really know. It's a guess. I don't know how old Pinky is either. The only one I absolutely know about is Candice, and she's 8 and a quarter. And Lammy and Niall, I know how old they are as well. But the other cats, haven't got a clue. Really haven't. But judging by the state of her teeth, I mean, they looked at the chief's teeth and they said, they've got a little bit of tartar, there's no bad or loose ones. They wouldn't do a dental on him just for his teeth because it's not worth putting him under an anaesthetic for that. If they were to do the thyroidectomy or whatever it's called, then they could do them at the same time, but they're not going to put him under anaesthetic just for that. So they're not bad at all and he can eat fine. So she might even be older than him, who knows. Anyway, that's my update, and I'll speak to you all again soon. Would help if I opened my phone to try and pause it.
Hey, didn't.